And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and say, here,
get dressed.
Here, what, your clothes. Here.
Here are your socks, they go on your feet. Here's your pants, they go on your bottom. Here's your shirt, it goes on your top.
Okay. And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared,
I'm not going to hurt you. Or
okay. Do you ever say, I ain't going to hurt you? Do you ever use the word ain't?
I don't know. Maybe so sometimes. Not too often.
How would you use it?
Well, if somebody just really provoked me and provoked me, provoked me, I might say, well, I'm not going to do it now. If I get mad, I say, well, I'm just not going to take on your job because when I say no, that's what I mean. No, ain't, or what, it's not going to be done. Forget it.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it.
I say yes, it was.
Well, it's a baby. It's really provoked.
No, it was me. No, it
provoked me. I might say, well, I'm not going to do that. I thought you'd
manage. And well, the woman wanted to dress a certain color. She'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
symbol. When I said no, that's
and
what I mean.
She
no,
she
ain't.
Likes a lot. She
or what? It's not going to be done. Get it.
Or it's just
adorable.
Okay.
I've got to have it.
And what would you wear over a dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
fountain pen or a ballpoint pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place?
Diaper pins. Or and a big safety pin.
You say a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
All depends on the man in the church. A suit and a tie, I guess.
If he just bought it, it'd be a brand
new suit. I've got to have
a three-piece suit.
The vest and the pants and the jacket.
Any other name for jacket?
Coat.
What about pants? Any other name for?
Slacks. Jeans, trousers.
What about something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn and come up?
You wear overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone, would you run inside and
bring my coat?
Okay. So you'd say, so then he went inside and he
brought my coat.
And he'd say, here I have
your coat.
I've what you
brought your coat.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
did.
It what perfectly?
Fit perfect.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulgy.
Okay.
Bang.
And you say that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
shrunk up.
Okay.
Drew up.
And
got
I hope,
smaller.
Okay. I hope this new shirt won't
shrink.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Did you say that about a man?
Likes to look sharp.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
primp?
Would you say that about a man?
Bag? No.
What would you call a man who cares a lot about how he looks, who tries to?
Well, some of them are, as some people say, pansies. Pansy children, and some are sissies. Some are too girlish. Just depends on what you want to call them.
What do you mean, pansy?
Soft. Pansy child. That's what my son says about some boys. He says they're pansy boys. They're pansy children because they're soft. They don't know how to work their flower.